Good afternoon. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. A grizzly bear has been killed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department after attacking cattle south of Ten Sleep, Wyoming. Fish and Game invested a report of a cow with injuries consistent with a grizzly attack on Sunday. This is the first true report of a grizzly bear believed to come from the Bighorn Mountains, according to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Producers who have graduated from a 2 or 4 year college program are eligible for the Farming and Ranching Student Loan Assistance Program. Those that plan to run the farm or ranch for at least the next 5 years and have graduated from a Montana college are applicable for the program that will help with financial aid in terms of paying off student loans. $5,000 to $25,000 is up for grabs through the department, and producers can apply until June 3rd. The Montana Department of Ag hopes that the program encourages the next generation to stay on their family operation and pursue a primary career in farming or ranching. We'll be back with more headlines right after this.
I've learned that weekly trips to the therapist aren't the only way to improve my mental well-being. Get outside. Incorporate a walk into your day that isn't just to the shop or the tractor. Make time to relax and decompress. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is take a few minutes to relax and clear your thoughts. Limit your alcohol use. Excessive alcohol consumption can worsen the effects of stress. For more tools, head to beyondtheweather.com.
If you need bulls this breeding season, check out the Wyoming Livestock Roundup at WYLR.net as we cover Wyoming and 7 surrounding states in the Rocky Mountain region with our weekly ag newspaper. Hi, this is Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. If you need information on bulls, bull ads, or bull sales, or for a first-time free subscription of 6 weeks, please give us a call at 1-800-967-1647.
Many agriculture leaders are concerned about the rights that could be lost through the recent rule established by the BLM. There is a large chance that the rule would take away grazing rights, timber rights, and mineral rights for those using federal land. The rule allows their approval of restoration and mitigation leases. Specifically, the rule says who can obtain leases. Montana Natural Resource Coalition Executive Director and Fergus County Commission Chair, Ross Butcher, said that although the BLM qualified counties as cooperating agencies, the BLM has not contacted the counties once. The Southwest Montana Sagebrush Partnership is a group of farmers and ranchers looking to teach the regenerative ag principles pioneered by Gabe Brown. The group called Understanding Ag is hosting a workshop on building profitability and resiliency through regenerating soil health. June 4th through the 5th, growers will join at the Hamilton Ranch Round Barn in Twin Bridges, Montana, to learn about soil health, water retention, animal nutrition, and more. The event is free, so get signed up by giving them a call at 660-2386. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.